Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Harry Palmer opens the next chapter of Office Wife.
Angela Tennant's back in town. And for me, there's nothing worse in the world that could possibly happen. She knows her diary's been destroyed. And that's the most appalling thing of all. With a diary gone, she's free to tell the whole world how I managed the Bendigo fraud, and worse things than that. Yes, much worse. She can do anything she likes. I'm back where I began. And here I am at the moment, sitting across the table from her in the downstairs lounge at Carrasley's. Well, I've never lost my nerve yet, and I'm not going to lose it now. But I have to get some clue to what she's planning. How she's going to turn this situation to her own benefit.
You're wondering why I don't turn you over to the police this minute, aren't you, Harry, dear boy?
Well, why don't you?
You'd never guess. But I know why.
It'd be odd if you didn't.
It'd be odd if I told you too soon. But I'll let you into the secret all in good time.
Well, hang it all, what am I to do? Walk out of here and wait for a flatfoot to come knocking on my door?
Your nerves are supposed to be good. Can't you take it, darling?
No one could take it indefinitely. Angela, what are you going to do?
Nothing.
Nothing? Nothing at all?
Oh, sometime, someday. I imagine I'll wander into police headquarters and make a statement. But it'll have to wait till I'm in the right mood.
Yes, yes, but when? Tomorrow or next week or the week after when?
Now that you're catching on, Harry, darling, it's rather neat, don't you think? I sit in Carrasias having a good time, while you sit about waiting for a nice big jovial policeman to say, Harry Jefferson Palmer, I have here a warrant for your arrest on charges of embezzlement, conspiracy to defraud, criminal negligence resulting in the death of Tressida Bendigo, and a...
Oh, shut up! Shut up, do you hear me? You can't do this to me! You can't...
People are staring at you, dear boy. I couldn't bear it if you made an exhibition of yourself.
Angela, look, I'll do anything. Angela, do...
Don't Angela me. And just to make sure you understand the position you're in, listen to this. No one knows the diary's gone but me. You'll go back to your flat, and in the morning you'll go to work at Bendigo's, as you always do. If you decide to make a run for it, I'll lay charges against you immediately. And they'll be serious enough for them to bring you back no matter where you go.
But I'll go crazy. I couldn't live with this hanging over my head.
You should have thought about me living the night you took me for that drive, remember? If your nerve gives out, go crazy. That's your business. And in case you're getting any ideas about staging another accident for my benefit, I've taken out the usual insurance. You know, the full story, neatly set out in a sealed envelope at my solicitor's, to be opened in the event of my disappearance or death. Well, what do you say we both have another drink?
Get your own drinks.
I can make you buy my drinks, Harry, darling. Don't forget that.
Ah, no. You can't keep me hanging and soak me by threats at the same time. Not that too, you Gorgon.
Why, no, of course not. I can't have it both ways, can I? But cheerio, darling. Be seeing you. Hello there. Anyone home?
What's the matter, Angela? Don't you knock?
If you don't want people to come barging in, Jeff, you shouldn't leave the door open. Yes, I'll sit down. Thanks.
What do you want?
I want us to come to some arrangements about Harry Jefferson Palmer.
I'm making my own arrangements, thanks.
You can't do much without me.
I know that. But what's the difficulty? Can't we make charges against him in the morning?
No, we can't. If you want to see Palmer behind bars, you'll have to do as I say.
Well, what do you want? The man tried to do you in. Surely you're not going to beat about the bush in getting him tried for it.
Depends on what you call beating about the bush. Haven't got a drink in the house, have you?
No.
Oh, too bad. Now listen to me. If you want me to speak out against Palmer, you'll have to wait a while. I've dinned it into his head that no one but me knows about my diary being burned. And I want you to carry on as though he was still completely in the clear.
You mean not say a word to anyone?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, you're crazy. Marcy was here tonight, and I've already told her the lot.
Marcy? I thought you two were shooting each other on sight.
Not altogether.
Did she believe you?
I don't know. Palmer's had it all his own way for so long.
Oh, we found you. Couldn't you have kept quiet? You fool, you've probably spoiled everything. If Marcia suddenly turns around and sees the light...
Look, Angela, why don't you have some sense? You can't get away with this business of keeping Palmer in suspense.
I can and I will. I'll make that heel suffer. I'll make him wish he'd never been born. When you told Marcia about the diary being burned and Palmer being handed over, did she believe you?
I've already said I don't know.
Where is she now?
Home with her aunt, I expect.
If only I knew where she stood now. She might turn round and have Palmer thrown out of the Bendigo firm. If only I knew what line Marcia was leading.
Aunt Harriet, I can't go on with it.
At the risk of sounding heartless, Marcia, I've never understood how you could keep it up so long. When did you begin to think perhaps you'd been wrong about Jeff?
When Harry Palmer admitted he'd been lying about the Mount Greenbrier train.
But you went on seeing the man, and you put him in charge of the firm and went ahead with the intention of marrying him.
I fought against it. I fought against knowing Jeff wasn't a thief because I was crazy with jealousy.
But even now you don't actually know anything. Only what Jeff told you about this dreadful tenant woman. Where do you stand now, girl?
Well, I'm at the stage where I can't go on deceiving myself any longer. I'm not blaming Stella. It was all my fault. But it built up and up inside me. Then when I'd gone too far, siding with Palmer against Jeff, I was afraid. And kept convincing myself over and over again that I was right. I had to be right, Aunt Harriet. I had to be. It was easy to make myself believe Palmer. Because once having let Jeff down so dreadfully, I couldn't bear to be wrong. Once I'd made my ghastly mistake, I hadn't the courage to admit that I...
Why couldn't you have come to me and said all this a year ago, Marcia?
I wanted to, Aunt Harriet. I've wanted Jeff back so badly, and all I've done is force him further and further away. I never cared a farthing for Harry Palmer. Everything I've done, I did to show Jeff. He had to be shown. I didn't care about him or Stella Brunson or anyone.
And now look at the terrible muddle things are in.
Yes. Oh, Aunt Harriet, what am I to do?
Do you believe Harry Palmer tried to kill this Angela Tennant creature?
I don't know.
Once and for all, Marcia, what do you believe at the bottom of your heart?
I believe that Jeff's never told me a lie, and Harry Palmer's never told me the truth.
Ah, you poor girl. Your Uncle Tressett has spoiled you, and this is what you've done with your life.
Look, Aunt Harriet, what am I going to say to Jeff when Angela finally tells the story? When Palmer's in jail and it all comes out, how will I ever face Jeff again?
You might never have the opportunity. He's going to marry this other girl, isn't he?
Yes.
Well, you'll just have to face up to it. And there's this to consider. Harry Palmer's still in charge of the firm. You must get rid of him, Marcia, quickly.
I know.
I should let you find your own way out of this appalling tangle. But I think I can see the one way you can make amends to Jeff.
No, Aunt Harriet, there's no possible way.
Yes, there is. I'll go and brew some tea like a good girl, and when you come back, I'll take it.
So there it is, Angela. Marcia caught Palmer out over his secretary, and I think it's dawning on her at last that...
That doesn't concern me. There's no way out for you or Marcia, and for all I care, she can fire Palmer tomorrow morning. You either do as I say, or I won't lift a finger to have him arrested.
You're on the level about this?
As I've never been before.
What are you trying to do to Palmer?
I'd like to see him go crazy. Can you understand that? I'm not only holding the swindler and the attempted murder of me over his head, I've got something else on him that you don't even dream of.
Something we don't know about?
Yes. I can prove that Palmer left Trester Bendigo lying on the floor for an hour and a half before he called the doctor.
No. Not even Palmer would do that.
And that's why he had to try to kill me. After what Palmer tried on me, do you think I'm going to let him off lightly? He's saying to himself right now, every step that comes into his block of flats, every car that pulls up outside, every knock on the door, every time his phone rings, Palmer's saying to himself, are they coming for me? Is this it?
You are trying to drive him off his head. Just by making him wait.
I thought you'd catch on sooner or later.
Get out of here, Angela. Get out!
All right. But you'll have to play ball with little Angela, whether you like it or not. I'm the only one to have him convicted. And I'm the only person to decide when. Think it over. Ring me in the morning if you want to. Bye.
Palmer's chickens are coming home to roost now with a vengeance. Nothing I could ever do to him would be as bad as the treatment Angela's going to dish out. Palmer burned her diary to make himself safe. All he did was hand himself to her, bound hand and foot. Well, there goes Palmer. The question now is, what's Marcia going to do? About Stella Bronson? And about me? If only I hadn't made Stella that promise.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.